This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. Environmental groups, including Conservation Colorado, are pushing back against efforts to sell public lands for affordable housing.
60 organizations are sharing the new policy framework. Noelle Porter works for one, the National Housing Law Project. She says proposals for housing on public land should include legally binding affordability requirements, fit with local land use plans, and involve consultation with tribes and communities.
The goal is to sort of say you can't wrap this sale in a premise that isn't actually a part of the promise.
Meanwhile, Interior Secretary Doug Burgum has his own plan to use federal land for housing, but hasn't made any public move since announcing it over a year ago. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
This weekend kicks off the farmers market season in Denver, with Cherry Creek Fresh and City Park markets reopening today. This year has a new addition, the Harvey Park Farmers Market. It'll welcome shoppers with a performance by Los Mocochetes from 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. this morning. On Sunday, the South Pearl Farmers Market will also open for the season. The Colorado Avalanche will play the Minnesota Wild in the next round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Wild beat the Dallas Stars 5-2 last Thursday night to win the series 4-2. The Avalanche were 2-1-1 against the Wild during the regular season. This is CPR News and KRCC. Good morning.